You're listening to Kindful, the podcast. I'm Hannah. I'm a certified meditation and mindfulness teacher, as well as a creative and a lifelong seeker. This podcast is designed to inspire a new way of being, living in the moment with more ease and alignment with our true selves. I'm on a wild journey of self-discovery and love, and I'm here to share that journey with you, with all of the tools, tips, and lessons I learn along the way. Thank you so much for being here. I'm so excited to get into today's episode, and I really hope you enjoy. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. I'm so pleased to have you here with me. Let's pause and take a nice, deep, conscious breath. And exhale, let it all go. Let's do another one of those. Inhaling through the nostrils if you can. And release. Feels good, doesn't it? Feels good. I just ate some corn chips, so I hope I can talk okay. I'm just going to have some water. Well, it's actually tea. I am loving herbal teas at the moment. I have them every day. I make a big pot of tea in our 1 liter teapot. And then I pour it into my metal drink bottle. And I just sip on it throughout the day, and then I top it up with more boiling water as it cools down, and it's just so nice, such a nice thing, little thing to do as the weather gets colder here in Melbourne. It has been getting colder. We are heading into winter tomorrow. Today is the last day of autumn as I'm recording this, and I'm ready. I love winter. I'm just thinking about how it's a real time of hibernation, but energetically I feel myself actually doing the opposite. I feel like I have been really emerging recently. If you've been listening for a while now, you would have heard the journey that I've been on since the start of the year. Now I'm even just trying to remember where I was at. Isn't that funny how when you kind of come out of a situation, it almost feels like, did I really just go through that? Like, it feels kind of surreal. But I don't know, the last 5 months really have been a growth period for me, have been a big period of change and growth, but internally, on the outside, not a lot has changed. But on the inside, I feel like a completely different person, and that's really just the process, isn't it? It's really just what happens as we allow ourselves to go inward and to self-reflect and to look at the parts of ourselves and our lives that are uncomfortable, and to feel the uncomfortable emotions and to ride the waves, the inevitable waves of life, we inevitably come out the other side. I've talked about this a lot. I've talked about going through the challenging times and then coming out the other side. I think I really talked about this last week in my episode about my divorce story and how I shared that when I was in it, I just felt so stuck and I couldn't see a way out, but I came out the other side and here I am today telling the story. So keep going, keep going. But what was I saying? Oh yes, I feel like I'm energetically emerging from my cocoon as this new version of self, and I don't feel identified right now with any real things. I don't feel identified with any labels or definitions or titles or roles. I mean, we've talked so much about identity over the last few months as I've been going through this and as my identity has been shifting and really crumbling away as I've been letting go of all of these identities that I was holding on to. But I feel like right now, sure, I have hats that I'm wearing or titles that I'm, people might refer to me as, like content creator, like meditation teacher, mindfulness teacher or coach, wife, partner, daughter, sister. Like there's all these titles, sure, that I, and these roles that I play and these hats that I wear, but I'm just not attached to needing to define myself anymore, which I just feel like is really a testament to this journey that I've been on, to this growth period that I've been through, because it's all just a reminder that we are not who we think we are. We are not these labels and these identities. We are the essence, the spirit, the being underneath it all, the soul, you know, this unexplainable, undefinable, unexpressible essence that we are. I mean, unlimited, that's probably the best word. So anyway, today I thought I would talk about this idea of the pivot, the power of the pivot. And it's really fun. I'm excited to talk about this because I've seen a few videos on TikTok. You guys know I love TikTok. It's my favorite social media platform because it's a place where I felt like I could really reinvent myself as a creator, as a creative person. It's a place where I felt like I can explore so much more of my creativity and express my voice and share different parts of me and not be so confined to all of the identities and the labels that I've carried in the past. So it's been a really liberating social media platform. And, you know, I still have my moments with it. I get frustrated when the algorithm just for some reason stops pushing my videos out there and it feels like I'm just talking to no one, or I get caught up in the scrolling and the distraction of it all. I mean, it really is. It can be a real distraction, but for the most part, it feels like a really safe space for me as a creator. And so anyway, classic Hannah going off on a tangent, I like to call them. but yeah, I have seen this video going viral on TikTok and a lot of people stitching it, which if you don't use TikTok or you're not familiar with, it's essentially where people can respond to a video by taking a little snapshot of it, taking a little clip from the original creator and then doing a response. And this person had created a video about this concept that she called the pivot. And I love it because I feel like I have done many pivots in my life. And I mean, of course, I know what the word pivot is. I think a lot of us would think of that scene from Friends where Ross is yelling, pivot, with the couch going up or going down the stairs, whichever way it is. But of course, I understand the concept of pivoting, making a pivot, but I'd never really connected it to my own life and what I've been going through recently and all of the different big changes that I've made in my life so far. And it just seems so fitting. And I wanted to share my own experience with pivoting in life and with this idea of the pivot. And so, where do I begin? Let me share something that I had written the other day. I've been doing this new thing where when I have these ideas that come to me, or these, I suppose you could say they're like messages that kind of pop into my head, I like to take a voice note. So I say it out in a voice note and then I go back later on if I feel like it's something that's worth sharing. I go back and write it down so that I have it in like a written form. So let me share with you this thing that I had written the other day. And I suppose this is my own version of a response to this video and this concept of the pivot. Who we are is always going to exist underneath it all. The essence of who we are. And it will evolve and it will grow. But really, the true essence of who we are, I'm not sure if that ever goes away. But the problem is that we tie our identity to the role we play. And so we put all this emphasis into putting ourselves into this role or that role. And then when big life changes happen, which they inevitably will, all of a sudden our whole identity changes. We're always going to go through these different stages and phases of life. And so can we not tie our identity to these roles and these titles and these definitions and these labels? Can we play them while we play them and enjoy them and wear that hat, but then take it off at the end of the day and come back to who we are, the essence of who we are, and know that that is unwavering. That is never going anywhere. That is always going to stay. And while we can play all of these different roles and wear all of these different hats, we don't have to be so attached, so tied to them. So then we're able to move through life and make these changes and pivots and shift into new directions with a lot more ease without having to hold on so tightly. And so I just wanted to share those words with you because I feel like this is so relevant, and it makes me think of this concept of non-attachment, actually, which is, I believe it's a Buddhist concept. I'll have to double check that. But it is. I mean, we talk about it a lot in mindfulness. It is really one of the principles of mindfulness is non-attachment, not getting so attached to things or not holding on too tightly. And I just think about all of the suffering that I've experienced recently in trying to hold on to these parts of me that no longer exist, or these identities that I no longer identify with, or these roles that I no longer want to play. And it's scary. It is scary to let go of what we know. It's scary to step into the unknown because we don't know what's there. And this is why often we keep ourselves safe and we keep ourselves small, because we would rather stay where we are, the familiar, the known place where we are and where we've been for a while or for a long time, than to step out into the unknown, to take a chance on ourselves, to risk whatever it may be, to really trust ourselves and to trust that we will be taken care of, and that wherever we go, whatever we do, we will be okay. It is scary to do that. And so I don't really know how I can teach someone how to trust themselves, or teach someone how to have that faith during some sort of a big life change or pivot. But I think that the more we do it, the more we take these, let me just think on this for a moment. I think it's trusting whatever that inner voice is, trusting that part of ourselves. I mean, you could relate it to human design. Whatever your authority is in human design will give you a clue. For me, it's trusting my heart, trusting the feeling of like, what is my heart telling me to do? But it's just that feeling. It's just that knowing inside which way to go next. And sometimes it takes time. I'm thinking about this, where I am right now and this situation that I'm finding myself in. Alex and I are about to make a big change, which I'll talk about soon. But we have been kind of coming to this fork in the road where we've been feeling like if we stay where we are, if we keep doing what we're doing, then we're just going to stay the same. And so we've been thinking about and deciding, making this decision to make a bit of a change. And it is scary. It's a very big change, actually. And of course, there's a lot of fear and anxiety that comes up with that. But there's also just this excitement of what could be on the other side, what possibilities could come up, what new adventures lie ahead. And I'm not someone who wants to stay in the same place forever. So some of the big pivots, if I think about some of the big pivots that I've been through in my life, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, was the divorce. making the decision to leave that relationship was a huge pivot. I essentially started my whole life over at, I wasn't quite 30, but almost at 30. Started my whole life over. Lost a lot of people along the way. Another big pivot was leaving my secure, stable government job that I genuinely did like. I liked the people. I loved the people that I worked with. I was good at it. I was really good at it, actually. And it's funny how when we are planning to make a big change, or when we're being pushed to make a change in our life, sometimes the universe will test us, I believe. And I actually had this test right before I left my job, my government job that I was working at, that I worked at for 8 years. I got asked if I wanted to do what they call acting, or they would call acting, where I would just do a temporary work at a higher role for a temporary period. I think it was like, I don't know how long it was they were asking me for, but it was basically like a temporary promotion. And I got this offer as I was making this decision to leave. And it really was the universe saying, like, are you going to stay where you are? Are you going to stay safe and comfortable? Or are you going to take that leap that you really want to, that your heart is calling you towards? Are you going to stay where you are? Are you going to and settle for something that's okay, that's good money, it's good on paper, it's all of ticks all of the boxes that society would say is successful? Or are you going to follow your heart? Are you going to do what you really want to do? Are you going to trust yourself? Are you going to take that leap and see what could come of it? So it's just so interesting that that happens. And then I think of another leap that I took, which was leaving the next job that I did. So I moved into a part-time job from that government job. It was a really nice kind of bridge. It was, I call it my bridge job. It was like giving me the opportunity to build up the confidence to go all in on my own and to really trust myself and really back myself. But then I again got to this point where I inevitably felt that heart's calling to be like, oh, you just really want that freedom, don't you? To just create. To create. And again, I know that this is in a way a privileged position to be in, but at the same time, I've had to sacrifice a lot. I've had to sacrifice a lot. Leaving the relationship, my previous marriage, I had to sacrifice losing all of those people, losing my good girl title. That's what's coming to me, losing that pedestal that I suppose I was on. I mean, everyone in my life seemed to think that I was this amazing person, right? This people pleaser, because that's the role that I was playing, just keeping everyone else happy around me. So really, by not abandoning myself anymore, by trusting myself and by trusting my heart, it meant that I had to sacrifice so much. I had to sacrifice the house that I had worked so hard to buy and give it all up. And then when I left the jobs that I've worked at, I had to sacrifice having that support. So yes, I had built up some savings, and then by selling the house, it really did give me a bit of stability. Yes, like I know that's a really lucky position to be in, but I essentially gave up all that stability by trusting myself. So it comes at a cost sometimes, and it's up to us to decide what cost, what is worth the cost. So sure, I don't earn a lot of money right now in this season of my life, and that's been bringing up all kinds of fears for me and all kinds of limiting beliefs and all kinds of self-doubt. But I have a lot of freedom, which is what my heart really desires, And I have a lot of space and I have a lot of time. And I have that ability to create, which I really wanted. I really wanted that. And so this is the cost. This is the cost. If I wanted to have that stability and that security, then I'd have to go get a job, which I might well do. And I've had little jobs here and there. Like I've worked casually for some jobs, for some businesses here and there. And, you know, it's just not stable. And that's okay. That's the price that I have to pay to really trust the pivot. So what else? What else? I mean, I've pivoted in my business. I've pivoted more recently in my business in terms of what it is that I really want to share and create and what kind of work I want to do. And initially, when I started the business, it initially started out as just meditation teaching, because that's kind of the vision that I had, was to become a meditation teacher. And then I found through that I actually was really passionate about mindfulness and the principles all around mindfulness. Like I said before, non-attachment, non-judgment, not judging ourselves, not judging others, not judging the present moment for how it is, not judging our life circumstances. I mean, so often we feel like when something quote unquote bad is happening, we feel like, well, we judge it as bad. But then often these things that we judge as bad end up being a blessing in disguise, or end up being one of the best things that could ever happen, or lead to the most amazing things, or lead to growth and lead to lessons and lead to some form of expansion in our journey, if we let them. Sorry, my microphone just paused for a second, so hopefully it hasn't been paused for too long. I just noticed it. What else? I mean, acceptance just goes hand in hand with non-judgment and non-attachment. When we're not judging things as they are, when we're not judging ourselves, when we're not judging others, we're practicing acceptance, accepting things as they are. And again, we have so much we can learn when we look back on our lives and we look back on all of the challenges that we've been through, all of the pivots, all of the new directions that life has taken us in. We can just see that things often, I mean, I know I share this quote all the time, that things are neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. Things are neither good nor bad, but thinking makes it so. This is a Shakespeare quote that I love, because it really does speak to so much of what I believe in these principles, that we cannot judge a situation as good or bad, because how are we to know? I mean, of course there is pain, of course there is suffering, of course there are things that we can objectively look at as unacceptable, completely unacceptable. But I do feel like we can also practice having a level of acceptance for these things that are unacceptable, because they just are. They just are the way that they are. And I talked about this in the episode that I did about forgiveness. And it's funny, you know, I look at the stats for my podcast episodes, and, you know, it's still a pretty small viewership, but it's growing, which is exciting. I notice every week that there's more and more listeners, and it's growing. We're almost up at 10,000 plays all time, which is really exciting. But you know, I look at the numbers for how many people listen to things, and the topics that are less glamorous to talk about, like forgiveness, always have less listens. But I really feel like there's so much juicy goodness in there. Like there's so much value in looking at these conversations or these topics that are uncomfortable for us to look at. Forgiveness is not a sexy topic. It is not a glamorous topic. And it's really actually uncomfortable for us to practice forgiveness for ourselves and for others, but it is just so, it's just so important. It's just such an important part of the process of us really embodying who we are, is letting go of all of the things in the past, letting go of what's happened to us, letting go of things that we've done, the ways we've inflicted pain on other people, the ways that other people have hurt us. So definitely go back and listen to that episode if you haven't already. But again, I've gone off on a tangent. What was I saying? Oh, acceptance. Like, I believe that there can be two things that are true at once. There can be things that are completely unacceptable, but we are able to find it within ourselves to practice accepting them because they are the way that they are. And so, yeah, mindfulness. I love it. I love all these topics that are related to mindfulness. I just feel like they're just so, I mean, common sense. When we break it down, it just makes sense. But I know that the human mind can struggle sometimes to wrap our heads around these concepts. I know I still do. I still sometimes find it hard to wrap my head around some of these concepts. And just this idea of time. The fact that there really is no such thing as the past or the future. The past and the future only exist in our minds. The present moment is really the only moment that we ever have, that we have access to. We cannot go back to the past and we cannot get to the future. It never comes. The present moment is our means to the future. So as you can tell, I love this topic, but I've also had to, in a way, I had to become attached to the identity of being a mindfulness coach in order to realize that that in itself feels so limiting as well, which is why more recently I have pivoted my business again to not just be about mindfulness, because I know, I recognize that I just cannot put myself into that box. I just can't do it. It feels way too limiting. Sure, it can be a role that I play or a hat that I wear or a skill that I have, a skill that I've acquired and something that I teach and something that I feel connected to, sure, but it's not my identity. It's not who I am. It's just a part of the work that I do and all of the different roles that I play. So what are the pivots? The Nail Trail. That was my first venture into the online world, into creating online, was nail art. If you're new here, I had this whole brand called The Nail Trail, which actually started out as a blog over 10 years ago. It was 20, oh my gosh, we're creeping up to like 15 years, I want to say. Oh my gosh, that's scary. And I was really into nail polish. But actually, that in itself pivoted. It started out as a blog that was all about reviewing and swatching nail polishes. And then one day, out of the blue, I had this idea to create some nail art. And it was the funniest looking little fish nail design. You can probably still find it on the internet somewhere if you Google The Nail Trail fish nails. But it was cute and it took off in some way. I think it went viral in those, you know, what was considered viral back then. And that kind of pushed me into a new sphere of nail art, of creating, exploring the world of nail art. And I was one of the first people on Instagram to be creating nail art. And then, of course, after a while, I found that that was really limiting. I found that I wanted to do more than just create nail designs. And so I started to share other things. I started to share some of my other crafty interests, and I shared vlogs on my YouTube channel, and I shared decluttering videos, and I shared what else? Crafting, DIYs, home decor, whatever it may be. And then I got into personal development and growth, and really my spiritual journey kind of took off. Like I really embarked on a spiritual journey in about 2016. I've always been a very spiritual person. I've always felt very connected to this feeling that there's just something bigger out there, and just this kind of, I suppose I called it God when I was growing up, and then I called it the universe, and now I call it God, the divine, the universe, source. I call it all of these things now because I feel like it's just all the same. It's just this universal energy. It's just this, I don't know, this power. How do you define God or the universe? But again, let's not limit it with words. But I really started getting into spirituality and personal growth and personal development, and I completely immersed myself in the world of spirituality and listened to all of these thought leaders and all these inspirational speakers. And then I wanted to start sharing my thoughts and my ideas and my perceptions of the world, and I wanted to start sharing different types of content on my YouTube channel. And I got really disheartened when I made that pivot, when I shifted direction. I got really disheartened because I also changed my name, like my Instagram name, to Hannah Weir, to my name, and a lot of people dropped off. A lot of people lost interest, and it's taken me a long time to kind of come to terms with the fact that just because a lot of people unfollowed me because I started posting about different things, because I pivoted, I changed direction, I completely overhauled what I was creating and shifted identities, I suppose. It took me a long time to realize that people falling away and unfollowing didn't reflect on my value, didn't reflect on the fact that I still have something valuable to share with the world. And I think I still, in a way, find that hard today. I see people with the same number of followers as me on Instagram getting so much more engagement because maybe they've started their account more recently, or maybe they've niched down like I did in the past with the nail art. And I knew all along that if I stayed creating nail designs, that I could make it something really big. I had this dream of reaching 1 million followers on YouTube or subscribers on YouTube. And I just had this dream of creating this nail art empire. And then I just lost interest. My heart wanted to move in a new direction. My heart wanted to pivot and to change. And to it just outgrew. I outgrew that. And I know I talk about this a lot, and I'm sorry if it's a bit repetitive, but it has been a really important part of my journey to recognize that it's so important to allow ourselves to change and to grow and to shift direction. Because what is more scary than change is staying stuck where we have always been. It is the things that we don't do that we regret. I haven't actually read the book, The Five Regrets of the Dying, or something. It's called something like that. I wish I knew the title. Anyway, I'll link it below. I'll link it in the show notes. But they say that one of the top regrets that people have at the end of their life is not the things that they did. It's the things that they didn't do. It's the inspiration that they didn't pursue. I'm just assuming now, I'm just speaking for them, but it's the ideas, all of the ideas that they wanted to try, or the things that they wanted to create, and all of the places they wanted to go, and things they wanted to try, and I don't know, maybe books they wanted to write or whatever it may be, hobbies, jobs that they wanted to do but they never did. It's these things that we don't do that we look back on and we regret, not the things that we did do. Because I believe deep in my heart that there is no such thing as regret. if we learn from it. It's not something, it's not a mistake. There's no such thing as mistakes. If we learn from it, it's a lesson. And of course, it takes holding ourselves accountable, taking responsibility, apologizing if we've hurt someone or if we've done something wrong, admitting when we're wrong, of course. It's not to say that you can't just go out there and do all these things without any kind of responsibility or any kind of care for who you might be impacting. But it's knowing that if your intentions are pure and if your heart is in the right place and if you're willing to learn when you make some sort of quote unquote mistake, or if you take a wrong turn, or if you go down a path that isn't really right for you, if you learn from that, that is not a mistake. That is growth. That is growth. And I know I talked about this last week when I talk about my divorce, because that has probably been one of the hardest things that I've had to come to terms with, is the fact that I really hurt someone. And I've taken responsibility for that. I've had to do a lot of shadow work. I've had to do a lot of work with different therapists and different practitioners to forgive myself, to let that go, and to realize that it was the most loving thing that I could have done, because I wasn't living a lie anymore. And I learned that lesson. It was a hard lesson to learn, to really trust myself and to be honest, with myself and with others. So the pivot is so powerful, allowing ourselves to change direction, allowing ourselves to grow and to outgrow situations and people and circumstances that no longer feel aligned, to allow ourselves to try new things, to allow ourselves to take a chance on ourselves, to take a chance on all of the ideas, maybe not all of them, but that big thing right now that is calling to you, take a chance. What's the worst that can happen? I also believe in taking calculated risks. And I think this is kind of what I was talking about before with like the bridge job that I had. I didn't completely jump off a cliff and quit my six-figure paying stable government job. I didn't just completely take that leap. I made sure that I had some sort of income, some sort of stability in order for me to ease my way into taking that leap, you know, to really going after what it is that I wanted to go after. So I do believe in taking calculated risks, and I believe that there's no shame in having jobs. If we're using like a career, for example, because I've used this as example a bit, there's no shame in having a part-time job while you're building up your business, or while you're working on your art, or working on your passion project. And it's also okay if what you're passionate about never becomes your full-time job or career. That's okay as well. It's okay if you just create when you have your own spare time, or wherever you can find space in your life. It's okay to also have these passions or these hobbies or this creativity that's just for you. But still, I think the same thing applies. Can you take a chance on yourself in investing this time into something that you love, investing this time into something that's important to you and that you value? I'll leave you with one last little thought about this idea of investing in ourselves. We never know what the outcome of something is going to be as we go into it. We never know. The same goes with any kind of change that we make in our life, any kind of pivot, any new direction that our life goes in. We never know what's going to happen. And this is why we can have compassion for ourselves when we do stay safe and we do stay in the same position. There's, again, nothing wrong with this either. But really, life is full of so many unknowns. We never know what's going to happen. We never know how things are going to pan out. So do you want to look back on your life and say, I put all my time, my energy, my attention, my focus, all of these really important resources into the things that weren't important to me, into relationships where I didn't feel like it was mutual, into a job where I felt like I wasn't valued, I wasn't seen, I wasn't paid enough, or whatever it may be, into what else? I mean, where else do we put our energy? Into doing some sort of exercise that you hate. Find something that you love instead. Wouldn't that be a much better way to put your energy and your attention into? Anyway, this is just the question that I suppose we all live with in a way, is what is most important to us? And how can we shift our focus onto that, and how can we invest our energy into those things? So I'll leave you with that. I just love this idea of the pivot. I'm so glad I came across this video and then a bunch of responses to it on TikTok, because it has just been another beautiful reminder that it is okay to change direction and just follow what feels right to you. Thank you so much for joining me today. Thank you for listening. As always, I appreciate you. I appreciate you indulging my passionate expressions and my passionate rants. And I just am sending you so much love. All right. I will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope you enjoyed it and got some value from it. If you did, please feel free to share this with your friends and your loved ones and anyone who may need to hear it. I hope this episode brought you some calm amongst the chaos of life and reminded you just how worthy, important, and loved you are exactly as you are in this moment. Thank you so much for being here and for being you. There is no one else just like you. So I am so grateful to have you here, and I look forward to speaking with you in my next episode. Bye for now.